Whenever you're ready, I can take. What, are you ready?
I just need one clarity.
Okay.
Is this story about old Henry? About a person named Henry?
It was old Henry's story. It's an old English story.
Oh, goodness. Now you're stressing me out.
Don't be stressed out. Okay. Whenever you're ready, just hop into it.
Okay, the title of the story is Old Henry. And it's about a guy, and I'm sorry I'm not going to remember his name, I guess. But anyway, he was supposed to meet one of his old friends. He's supposed to meet one of his old friends at a pug, I guess. I don't know. I don't remember that. And he knew for sure that that friend would not basically let him down, that that person would be there regardless to what. While he was waiting there on the corner for the friend, he lit a cigarette, at which time the policeman walked up to him and asked if he was okay. And he responded back to the policeman and they began to converse. And then the policeman went about his way. Shortly then after that, he was approached by another gentleman in a long coat with the collar up. And he assumed that it was his friend that he had been waiting for. Although he assumed that it was his friend, after conversing and they walked on to the pug, I guess, he took another look and realized that, you know, there was something different feature-wise about this friend. And one of the features was his nose, okay? And that made him somewhat curious, you know? Although people change, there's some things that don't change on people. And at which time the gentleman identified who he was, okay? Which I'm assuming he was the arresting officer, because this person that was waiting on the other person was someone that was wanted in Chicago. And at the time that he had lit the cigarette, or lit the lighter, his friend, who was about to meet him, realized that it was his friend that they were looking for. And because he didn't have the heart to confront him, he went around the corner and he got an arresting officer to come to arrest him. After he had been arrested by this gentleman, he was given a note to read. And in the note, his friend Jimmy wrote him to him. He told him what he did. And
you remember the one you thought you would. That was good.
It was hard.
I know, but it was good. You remembered a lot. Okay, now could you make, not make up a story, but tell me a story that has at least three characters in it?
The characters would be myself, my grandmother, and my aunt.
Okay.
I remember a story my grandmother told me about when I was a baby, because she's the one that had to raise me because of my mother's difficulties, and how she would dress me and place me on the porch, and people would come past and always compliment, but she and my aunt were the sole people that brought me up. I had a very good childhood. We played basic games that kids now don't know how to do. We played jump rope. We did Chinese jump rope. We did jacks. We did all of those things. Played dodgeball. Wait, and then we knew also that there was a rule in our family that when the street light came on, you had better be in the house. Nobody had better come find you. You had better be in the house. So we always knew that. In my neighborhood where I grew up, there was a doo-wop group that we used to love to hear, which we were allowed to come back out on the porch and listen to. They would stand on the corner by the mailbox and sing almost all the way up until 11 o'clock. And in the summertime, we were allowed to stay out with my grandmother and my aunt being there around us. We could sit on the porch, but we always hear these men singing, and it was so wonderful to hear them sing. And as a result, I love singing. I sing in my choir at church, and I enjoy what I do. And I love working here with kids because it allows me to share music with them.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay, now memory exercises. Okay, I'm going to tell you a short story. It's very, very short, and when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me. And I want you to try and keep it in mind because I'm going to ask you at the end to tell it back to me. You can do it. Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Okay, that's the story.
Okay.
Can you tell it back to me?
Not word for word, I know.
No.
Okay. The story is about a little old lady that had gone shopping. And when she went up to the counter to pay for her item, she noticed that, well, she dropped her wallet. She didn't know it until she had gotten up to the counter to pay for her items, and she didn't have it. So she put the items back and proceeded to go home. When she put her key in the door to open it, a little girl came up to her. Oh, Lord have mercy. And gave her back her wallet that she had dropped.
Okay, good.
What do you mean good? Did I get most of it?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
You got it. Okay. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to say some numbers. I want you to repeat it back to me.
Okay.
582.
582.
Mm-hmm. 694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
Added a number there.
42. Okay.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
Right. 392487.
392487.
5917428.
Say that again.
5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
4179386.
5819647.
Say that again.
5819647.
5819 5687.
Okay. 382-9574.
382-9574.
Right. 275-862-584.
275-86. Okay.
275-862-584.
Okay. Okay. You want me to say it? Uh-huh. Say it again.
275-862-584. 275-862-874. Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers. This time, repeat it back to me backwards.
926.
Mm-hmm. 415.
514.
3279.
9723.
Mm-hmm. 4968.
8694.
15286.
What is that again?
15286.
682. 5, 2, 8, 6. 6, 8, 2. I'm thinking too hard. That's what it is. Say it again.
15286.
1, 5, 2, 8, 6, 6, 8, 2, 5, 1.
6, 1, 8, 4, 3. 3, 4, 8. 1, 6.
5, 3, 9, 4, 1, 8. 8, 1, 4, 9, 3, 5. 7, 2, 4, 8, 5, 6. 6, 5, 7, 2, 4, 8, 5, 6. 6, 5, 8, 4, 2, 7.
8, 1, 2, 9, 3, 6, 5. Yeah, perfect. 9, 4, 3. If you had missed one or two, I would have stopped, but you keep getting them right.
Okay.
9, 4, 3, 7, 6, 2, 5, 8.
8, 9, 7. I don't know.
7, 2, 8, 1, 9, 6, 5, 3. 3, 1, 8, 9, 1, 4, 3, 2. Okay. Seven digits.
That's
good. That's the highest so far. Okay.
The highest in my age bracket?
Yeah, so far. So far. People have been stopping at 4. But, yeah. Okay, next one is categories. I'm going to tell you some categories, and I want you to give me as many words that fall into that category.
Can I write this down? I can't write it down.
No.
Okay.
As many words as you can that fall into that category as fast as you can. Like if I said states, you would tell me Virginia,
okay.
Maryland, Tennessee, and so forth. And, okay, so any questions about that?
Nope.
Okay, so when I tell you the category, just go ahead and start. Want to get you to at least give me enough to fill up a minute.
Okay.
Okay, the first category is foods.
Chicken, hamburgers, fish, restaurants, fast food places, French fries, greens, chitlins, pork chops. Is that okay to name the food?
Mm-hmm.
Blackie's House of Beef, Pier 1, Six Flags. No, Six Flags, I forgot what you call them. McDonald's, Burger King, Burger Shelf. Grandma's Place, your own kitchen,
give me some foods.
Huh?
Some names of some foods.
Some foods, okay. I said rice, string beans, mm-hmm. cabbage, mm-hmm. Steak, mm-hmm. Crab meat, bacon, eggs, grits, toast, bread rather, pasta, spaghetti, how much more time? It's a long minute.
Yeah, it's about a minute and a half.
Oh goodness. How
I
much
to see.
Okay, how much more do I have?
You have two more categories and one more thing.
No, I'm saying how much more is left in this category?
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
Do you have some more?
No.
Okay.
I can't take anything else.
Just go. I want you to do a minute, but then go after that for as long as you can.
Okay.
Okay, let me give you the next
category. Was I doing it the right way?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Next category is animals.
Okay. Cat, dog, fish, horses, mm-hmm. cows, pigs. Donkey, sheep, oh Lord have mercy, deers, possum, mice, guinea pigs, said dogs already. Rabbits, ducks, penguins, lions, elephants, snakes, not unless that's considered just a reptile, that's it.
Okay.
Bears.
Okay. Minute nine. Last category is, kitchen items, things you find in the kitchen.
Okay.
Go.
Pots, pans, knives, plates, coffee pot, oven, your sink, kitchen dinette, chairs, cabinets, refrigerator, microwave, glasses, that's it.
Give me some more.
Okay. Your towels on your floor, your window, the curtains, door, the kitchen door, the racks, the napkins, your placemats, your tablecloth,
is it? Okay. I just wanted you to get to at least a minute. That's a minute 17. Okay. This next to last task. Actually, this is the last task. This is called the Stroop test, and it's a test of attention and inhibition. And get this up. Okay, this is just for practice. I want you to. The first line, I want you to read those as fast as you can.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
orange, green, brown, purple.
That's the task. So what I want you to do is start from here and read across as fast as you can. And let me set the timer. Okay, start.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, blue, red.
Right, 8 seconds.
I feel like I'm in a therapist's office.
I am a speech therapist, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Part two, I want you to tell me the colors of each dot as fast as you can.
Silver, blue, black, red.
Okay, that's the task. What I want you to do, start from here, go across, and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can. Let me start, restart this before you do that. Okay, and go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, red. Oh, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, well, 12 seconds.
That was too many seconds.
Okay, now this one, part three.
Okay.
I want you to read it across, but don't read the word. Tell me the color the word is written in.
What?
Don't say.
Oh, okay, red. Okay, I understand. The words I understand. Written. Okay.
Okay, just go ahead and do that for me.
Green, black, gray, blue.
Okay, that's the task.
Okay. Oh Lord, every time you say task, then something else come up.
Okay, I want you to same thing. Tell me the color that each word is written in. Start from here, go all the way across, and as fast as you can. And go.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Good. 20 seconds. That was the hardest. That was the hardest one. Because you have to inhibit what you want to do and do
what it actually is.
Yeah. So, and older people have problems with this. So you're like the control group, you know, and I compare their performance against yours. So that story I told you about the lady with the, with the groceries, can you tell it back to me?
An old lady with groceries. What's the story, I guess? The story was about an elderly lady. I'm not gonna say elderly. Was a story about an elderly lady that had dropped her wallet, but she was not aware that she had dropped her wallet. Had went to the grocery store and was getting ready to pay for her items, but when she got to the register, noticed that she did not have her wallet. She put the items back, proceeded home. While putting her key in to unlock her door, a little girl came up behind her and gave her her wallet that she had found.
Okay, that's it. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
Thanks for helping me out. I appreciate it. This is a payment form. When I drive back to Memphis, I'll turn
it over.
You don't
have to do that.
Oh,
no, I don't want to do that.
You want to give it to the school?
Sure, you can do that.
Give me the money.
Oh, I'm not putting my social security number on this.
Okay, just give it to the school.
Okay.
That's for tax purposes.
Okay. What's the title of the research?
I'll fill that in. I should have filled that in before.
Okay.
When I made the copies, but just your signature that you, well, you're not really receiving the money, are you?
Mm-mm.
I don't know who would sign it then if you're giving it to the school. Who would sign that?
That would be Mr. Walker, Ben Walker.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the regional director here.
Okay.
Okay. Can I take this off now or am I still talking?
No, you're fine. You can take that off.
Oh.
I just didn't turn it off.
Okay. Oh, okay, that was stressful.
No, it wasn't.
It was. That was stressful. Stuff that you just normally do every day.
Yeah.
Then today you have to sit and like really think.
Yeah.
So that was. It was fun, but it was stressful. It really was.
But thanks a lot.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
Okay. I hope you weren't really hired as a therapist to evaluate us.
No, I wasn't.
I'll let Joanne know she can come back in law.
Okay.
she wants to donate her money to the school. I don't know how that works. So I don't know whether she had the director sign off on her payment form or. I don't know. No one's ever done that. And a couple of people said they wouldn't do that.
Oh, well, all they have to do is.
Should they sign the payment form or just have the director sign it or something?
They should sign it, but because it needs to come to the school on their behalf.
Okay.
So, like, when I have a fundraiser at my church, I always have the church sends the check to here, and it's in care of me, but the check is actually made out to the school.
Okay, so she needs to sign it then?
Yes, so you, the, and she can write on the form that she would like this $20 donated to Lieutenant Joseph P. Kennedy Institute,
okay.
Care of her, and that way she'll know when it comes. They have like special instructions on the form or something.
What did I do? I lost my purse.
Do you need Karen to come up and get you to pull out?
That was Butler.
That's Brenda Wilson.
I just sat here and did it. Now I can't. Oh, here it is. It was losing my mind. No, she didn't sign it. And she says, well. She has her just signature here, but she's not here.
Right, but she needs to fill it out and make special instructions to it.
Okay.
If you go out of here, her office is two doors up from there.
Okay.
On the same side.
Can I leave this here, one? Okay. I just want to put this. Did you get in touch with Karen?
She's not answering, so I have no clue where she is in the building. She's got to be here.
Oh, she's on the line.
Karen Lee, please call 784. Karen Lee, please call 784.
Okay. Great, thanks.
Phones are,
oh.
Hear the page. He took out the overhead pages
because
of the classrooms.
Yeah, that's annoying, yeah. Well, I can wait out in the lobby while you do get your work
done. Oh, you want to go in the lobby? I'll tell you there.
Well, you, so you can get your work done. I don't want to, you know, impose on you.
That's what I know.